call 772-475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
God is God of all the nations. I don't care how rogue the nation. God is the God of Iran, North Korea. I don't care. They can be crazy all they want. God is still sovereign over them. Amen. God of our country. No matter how whack a nation may get, God is still sovereign. And he's not just sitting up there without a plan, without a purpose, without direction. God already knows. And wittingly or unwittingly, everybody's going to fall in line to what God's plan is and what God's purpose is. So, you know, the rabbit might have took off running in the race, and you might be like the tortoise. All you got to do is stay in your lane. Let the rabbit rest. Let the rabbit take off, because at the end of the day, the tortoise is going to cross the finish line first. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. See, when we understand sovereignty, we find that we don't have to compete. Emulation, strife, sedition, heresies, all this stuff, grumblings, comparisons, all this stuff, talking about when it, all that, you don't need any of that, because every one of us is unique. Every one of us has a measure of faith. Every one of us has a gift by God that's different. But even though you might have the same gift as somebody else, there's a different expression. You are unique. That's why they that compare themselves to themselves is not wise. Tell somebody right now, ain't nobody got it like you got it. Come on, tell them, ain't nobody bad as you. Can't nobody do it like you do it. If God can make every snowflake different, my goodness, you ever been in the snow? Every snowflake. That just mind blowing right there. You imagine all the snow that falls? And every snowflake is different. What? How could this, you mean? And I'm certain that there's not been two snowflakes alike ever. Just like your fingerprints. Now, on a little old finger, how can you get different fingerprints? On a little old finger like that, everyone is different. Come on, Lord. Talk to me. How you doing this? I don't care how identical of twin you have, you're still different. You're still different. Sovereign God. We see through a glass darkly. We have a measure of understanding. One day we'll see and we'll know as we're known. You know, the wonderful thing about heaven is that there's no secrets except what God, you know, is going to unfold. You will know as you are known. If you were to go now and be there, and you're walking down one of the streets, or you see one of the patriarchs of old, do you know you'll know them? And they'll know you? Because there's nothing hidden. No matter what age you come from, they'll know you. And you'll know them. Or without asking their name. You'll know David. You'll know Abraham. You'll know Elijah. You'll know Smith Wigglesworth. You'll know all of these. Because there, nothing is hidden. What an amazing God.
Amen.
Sovereign God. Number one, let us understand that God is the creator of all things. God is the creator of all things. Not just what we see, but what we can't see. God is the sovereign creator of it. And there's a lot, you know, there's a lot under the microscope that we, you know, we're just now beginning to see. But even that which we don't see and have not seen in the universe, God is the creator of it. Now understand, he created all things for his pleasure and for his purpose. He created all things. All things are created for his pleasure and his purpose. Understand, everything created exists. Now listen, everything created exists to contribute to the fulfilling of his purpose. Let me say it again. Everything created exists to contribute to the fulfilling of his purpose. That's why the world's in a bad way when you see all these different animals that have become extinct or going extinct, and man doing so many things to the earth and causing so much turmoil and friction and confusion and destruction, because God created everything to contribute to fulfilling his purpose. Now, everything God created, now here's the power of choice, can choose to serve the purpose. Amen. Talk about humans. We have the power of choice. We can choose to serve the purpose. Now that, going back to what I said, each one of us is graced and skilled uniquely and differently so that we can contribute. Look at someone, tell them, you have a contribution.
You have a contribution.
You have a quota that you are to contribute to God's purpose. And look at somebody and tell them, without competition. Here's where we mess up. We start competing. Trying to keep up with the Joneses. Becoming jealous of another person's accomplishments when your gifts are different. You have a quota. You have a gifting, a skill set that's uniquely you. And I don't care how you got there, who sent you through school, what school you went through, God is sovereign.
Amen.
Hello? Never take God out of the equation. You might have got there unwittingly, kicking and screaming. But you got there.
Amen.
And you're there.
Amen.
And God is still sovereign.
Yes.
God is still in control, like the song says.
Amen.
He's still in control.
Yes.
Time that some of us woke up and smelled the coffee and got our act together and realized that God is in control. He gave me power to choose. Sometimes that's why a life is so out of whack. You're making wrong choices.
Amen.
Come on, don't blame that on God. No, God set this thing up for you.
Amen.
You've just been making wrong choices.
Amen.
Amen. When you continue to make wrong choices, it's like Lot. Lot will always choose wrong.
Amen.
Lot went into Egypt with Abraham. Both of them were made rich. They came out. Both of them were wealthy to the place where the land couldn't contain them all. And then strife broke out. Abraham went to Lot when Lot should have went to Abraham and said, let there be no strife. You choose the land. And then Lot, instead of allowing Abraham to choose as he should have, he looked out and saw Sodom and Gomorrah. It looked like a well-watered garden. It looked like Eden. And he chose. Well, see, Lot will always choose wrong. You got people that just choose wrong. Just keep choosing wrong. You can't blame that on God. Because God created you to choose. As one of the prophets said, choose you this day whom you will serve. If God be God, then serve him. If Baal be God, then serve him. God gives us the power of choice. Now that doesn't mean that you necessarily have the ability to do all of it. No, you have to make the choice. God will work with your choice. The Holy Spirit will come up and shore up the side of you. Amen. And strengthen you when you choose. And let me tell you something. Not to choose is to choose. When you don't choose, you already chose. When you don't choose, well, I don't know. You already chose. Let your yea be yea and your nay, nay. Anything other than this cometh of evil. So you can't be wavering. One day, maybe. No, you already chose. Now, God is sovereign of both heaven and earth. Listen to this. Simple but profound. God owns everything he created. Amen. Say that with me. God owns everything he created. You and I, though we've been relegated dominion in the earth, we are still only stewards. God is the owner. Hello? Come on, we're going to bring this thing into perspective. Something's going to help you tonight. I guarantee you. Someone's going to be helped tonight because you're going to begin to see him sovereignly. The very idea of creation was God's idea. He owns it. In other words, it's his intellectual property. God thought this up. You didn't think this up.
Amen.
You didn't think you up. You didn't think about where you wanted to be born, where you know all that. You're not in the realm of choice, but what's over it all? For you got here. Before you got there, the very idea. See, God has chosen the nation, the time of birth.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR Banks. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.